Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Francis, welcome back. Jason, welcome back. And AJ, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having us. This is Francis, and I have Jason here. AJ's going to step in a little bit later. And the big thing here is that, you know, justice delayed is justice denied. They could have done the right thing that very week when they asked him where he was, and he said, I was a mile and a quarter away from the U.S. Capitol building, number one. Number two, he said he wasn't engaged in any violence. And number three, they spent 3.5 years failing to correct the record. And we had a 7-person jury in federal court do what elected officials couldn't do. And that's called accountability. It's called transparency. It's called responsibility. And it's called doing the right thing. You know, when you hurt a fellow student, when you're a board member, when the district hurts one of their own, a teacher with 17 years impeccable record, the most decent thing to do is say, I'm sorry, and correct the record. And, you know, it's surprising that it would have taken so much effort and so much time when all he wanted from day one was simply the truth to be disseminated to the community, that he did not do anything wrong, that he was peaceful and at all times over a mile away from the U.S. Capitol building and never engaged in violence. And so we are here now, and we thank you for having us. Jason is here, too, and AJ just popped in to say hello.
Well, thank you, France. One quick question, too. I'm impressed, and you're still pushing for a full apology, which I completely agree with, but also these fines that were levied on these two school board members, the only way I found these public officials, if you will, understand is they may care that the $125,000 is out there on the school board ledger, but they care more when they individually get hit with this stuff for what they did, apparently, in this case.
Well, it's not just for their wanton acts, it's for their malicious acts, right?
Right.
You know, these are punitive damages. Punitive damages against these individuals were there to punish the individual and set an example that board members do not violate the U.S. Constitution, do not violate the First Amendment. It sends a message that if you're a board member, just because that community or that board might be left-leaning, you can't lose your balance. You have to respect the First Amendment. You have to respect, you know, the ability for people to politically affiliate and to assemble. And that's what's lacking in so many school boards right now, which really control the district in the end. And so it was a huge victory for American rights. It was a huge victory for people who do have conservative views that are afraid to stand up and share them, not in the classroom, but even privately, because, you know, we all know that the public school system is far left leaning. But with that being said, you know, traditional democratic values were respecting the First Amendment. And we've seen that gone so far sideways that the things that really made the Democratic Party at one point appealable was the First Amendment. And now it's completely abandoned that position.
I agree. Let me bring Jason Moore into Francis, your client. So, Jason, welcome back. It seems like we've talked several times over the years. I'm so glad to see this. But you now are out of teaching, which is sad, and you want a full public apology. Is that the next step that you want?
Yeah. Hey, good to talk to you again, Dom. Thanks for having me. Yeah, absolutely. The next step in this is to absolutely get an apology and a public statement sent out to the entire community. You know, for years, the entire community was led to believe that I was a monster. And even though the verdict came back in our favor and the jury found that they had harmed me, without the authority of the community, the school district to clear my name, that's what's needed. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, have trust in me again.
Yeah. Well, let's bring in your other attorney, too, the day-to-day, I guess, in this, AJ Fleur. AJ?
How you doing, Dom?
Yeah, good. Welcome to the show. Now, one of the other things, and I wanted to ask you rather than your client, because I guess it's more of a legal matter, they also seem to indicate they didn't like some of the social media posting around events like this. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I mean, look, the whole point is that of the First Amendment is to protect, you know, what speech that might be controversial. If it's not controversial, it doesn't need protection in the first place. And the court, you know, told the jury and instructed the jury that, you know, Jason's social media posts were protected by the First Amendment. You know, it was protected that he went down to the rally on January 6th, you know, and engaged in no violence and did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, him affiliating as a Trump supporter, you know, that's protected by the First Amendment. So, you know, the defendants, you know, they tried to distract the jury from that. But in the end, the jury came back. And look, let's be clear. The defendants really did not put on a defense and liability. They never gave a principled reason for why this false statement about Mr. Mora was ever corrected.
What was the false statement?
They said that he was at the U.S. Capitol building and involved in the Electoral College protest. Right?
There we go.
Which is not true. He was a mile away. Okay, a mile away at all times, over a mile away. And they knew it. They knew it from almost the very beginning that he wasn't there. The testimony showed, okay, 100% that they knew it and they refused to correct it. Look, they didn't put on a defense and liability. They really didn't. But that's kind of the point here. The point is that the process is the punishment. Okay, it's what they made him, the time and energy it took, thousands of hours to go bring this case to trial. Most people aren't going to do it. And that's what the listeners and the readers, you know, everyone should understand, is that it just takes an incredible amount of time, energy, and effort to bring a case like this to trial.
Absolutely. Well, we commend you guys. And Francis, I know you from several cases. Big picture on this, too, and I think you were kind of hinting at it. What I say on this, look, on January 6th, there were some people who really need severe prison time. But it's individual cases. Your guy wasn't even at the Capitol. But the tentacles of January 6th that get out there, they feel they can go carte blanche. And he was a Trump supporter on top of it. Of course we can slur him and attack him. What's going to happen to us?
Well, look, what's going to happen is that there are attorneys out there, few and far between, and law firms that really care about the First Amendment. It's something that it's very important to the firm. And, you know, if there are people out there that have been hurt, we're always there to stand up for people's rights, especially the unalienable American rights, especially the First Amendment. So
I know that the law firm is Francis Alexander.
Yeah. And the big thing here is that when you look at the people that got really hit with the punitive damages, who are they? This is a chief of staff of a state representative, Peter Schweier, who chairs the education committee. So when you think about these school boards and the people that we nailed at trial, these are people that sit as members of Pennsylvania and in the Pennsylvania Congress. Right. And when you think about chairs, the chiefs of staff of state representatives who chair education committees that are acting so callously and violating the Constitution, they need the questions asked of their committee, of their bureau, of the education committee, of Peter Schweier's chief of staff, Nancy Wilde, who got nailed with punitive damages. Why did you violate the Constitution? Why didn't you do what seven jurors could tell you to do for 3.5 years? And it's only because they are so bent on their political ideology and canceling out another's rights.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when we have this sort of silencing and this mentality where simply because there's diversity of thought, but it's not what you like, that you can cancel it out, that's a very, very slippery slope. You know, what makes education and what makes diversity beautiful is not because one person's black and one person's white. It's because people from different cultures come from different backgrounds that bring different ideas, thoughts, and opinions to sort of the center. And that's what teaches critical thinking. That's what teaches, you know, a well-rounded education.
Exactly. And Francis, just let me interrupt into your client. One more question. We're up against time. Jeff
Morton. Yeah, go ahead.
So as a result of this, you're out of teaching, which is a loss, Jeff. What have you been able to do? Jason, what are you being able to do at this point?
Yeah, you know, right now I'm in this time period where I'm trying to find a vehicle to get back to doing what I love, and that's working with people and working with kids. It's all I've ever done, and I'm hoping that by getting a statement out where they tell the community I'm great, and it allowed me the opportunity to look into returning back to doing what I love.
All right, well let's hope that happens. To be continued. I'm so glad you got restored a little bit. And I know with Francis and AJ as your attorney, you're going to get that public apology there out of them. Thank you, guys, from the Francis Alexander Law Firm. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.